And this news update is brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. Locally owned and operated, that's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week. This is Tate Servance bringing you your news from the for the hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And Judge Prill has set a strict timeline for an upcoming criminal case while warning the defendant that further violations of bond could lead to serious consequences. The Huron County Circuit Court scheduled a jury trial for September 1st, 2026, with a final pretrial hearing on August 3rd, 2026. That hearing will serve multiple purposes, including the deadline for plea negotiations, pretrial motions, and any potential Walker hearing regarding statements made by the defendant. It will also mark the deadline for the defense to submit required notices before trial. During the hearing, Christopher Allen Smith acknowledged that he had missed 8 required drug tests while out on bond. In response, Judge Prill found Smith in civil contempt of court and ordered him to pay a $100 fine by April 10, 2026. While Smith will remain free on bond for now, Judge Prill made it very clear that future violations could carry harsher penalties. The court stated that any missed drug test will be treated the same as a positive result. Additional failures could result in new bond violations and the possible forfeiture of Smith's $7,500 bond, which could also lead to his arrest. The prosecutor indicated the office would pursue stronger action if Smith fails to comply with testing requirements moving forward. Court records show both the prosecution and defense expect the trial to last about 2 days, with relatively limited evidence expected. Proposed jury instructions must be submitted 2 weeks before the trial, and most witnesses expected to testify have already been listed. The court also noted that financial or transportation difficulties will not excuse missed testing or other court-ordered requirements. The court's ruling emphasizes strict adherence to pretrial rules as the case moves toward trial later this year. Also, in the circuit court, Judge Prill agreed to temporarily postpone a hearing for Howard Melton Stolter, but only if he provides immediate documentation verifying a medical issue prevent him from appearing in court. Under the court's order, Stolter must submit proof of medical treatment by 4 p.m. the same day. If the documentation is not provided by the deadline, the court will issue a body-only bench warrant, authorizing law enforcement to take him into custody and bring him before the courts. During the hearing, the prosecutor initially appeared open to a possible agreement regarding the missed appearance. However, that position shifted after learning Stolter had also failed to report as previously required. Prosecutors argued the missed report could indicate an attempt to avoid the proceedings, and Stolter's probation officer confirmed she had instructed him to report that day. She also told the court she would support giving him another opportunity if evidence shows he is currently hospitalized. Judge Prill said the requirement for same-day medical verification is intended to distinguish between a legitimate health-related absence and possible noncompliance. The ruling allows the court to consider a valid medical situation while still enforcing the court's requirements. For Stolter, the outcome depends on whether documentation is submitted before the deadline. Proof of treatment could result in a delayed hearing, while failure to provide it could lead to an immediate arrest warrant. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Pigeon Hardware.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our Do It Best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stacked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with Do It Best paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the Do It Best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair, and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
And we are back, and that was a message from our sponsor that brought you the news, Pigeon Hardware. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And I am Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.